Chris Ifoli remains opposed to the Senate's plan for funding health insurance for up to 800,000 uninsured Floridians. But the House Speaker is willing to negotiate on a separate issue, how to fill a billion-dollar budget hole in a critical program reimbursing hospitals for uncompensated care.
I'm trying to work with the Senate to find compromise on where we can, you know, where we can land on this thing.
The federal government is phasing out the low-income pool, and some hospitals say they could close if nothing is done to make up the loss. Governor Rick Scott wants to cut LIP funding for some public hospitals and steer more of it to for-profits. Meanwhile, Senate President Andy Gardner says the Senate wants to keep the hospitals whole.
It's pretty obvious that you're going to have to come up with a number that you can run through the LIP model that we'll make sure that hospitals aren't negatively impacted.
The legislature has reconvened to iron out a budget before the start of the July 1st fiscal year. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.